Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. We've got a gentleman who has been on our show previously. We introduced him as a candidate for congressional district for a congressional district here in Texas, and I wanted to get him on. He has written a very, very interesting article that has appeared in various publications nationally. I wanted him to talk to us about his article and his perspective as a lifelong Texan, Mr. Josh Cortez. Josh, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Thank you, George. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us, first of all, let's begin by telling us about your article that really struck my attention.
Sure. Thank you for having me again. I am currently a candidate in the Texas 35th Congressional District, which is part of Bexar County, Guadalupe, Wilson, and Karnes counties. And, you know, the reason I wrote this piece is because I think a lot of political insiders don't fully grasp how profoundly Hispanic voting patterns have really changed in this Trump era. We have been so affected by Hispanic voting patterns, and most people don't realize that. What we're seeing is really not a blip, but the emergence of Hispanics as a true swing vote that can really decide elections in places like here in Texas, Arizona, and Nevada.
We have seen the situations with the backlash towards, we call it Trump derangement syndrome, of how the attacks have been levied against Trump, and particularly Jasmine Crockett, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, criticizing Hispanic men that supported Trump. What are your thoughts when you hear somebody talk like that?
Well, first of all, as a Hispanic man, I take pride in the fact that Hispanics are not a monolith. We are not all one-minded. From my perspective, the big driver is economics. And I heard over and over again from people that people were worried about inflation, wages, keeping up with costs, and the ability to start and grow small businesses. And they really felt that Trump at least spoke directly to those accounts. They also felt like the Kamala Harris administration or a campaign and the Biden administration really ignored Hispanics. Far and large, we were not a minority group they cared about. They made it very clear. There's also a very strong cultural element to all of this. Many Hispanic voters are church-going, God-fearing, family-oriented, pro-life people, and they support law and order and border security. And they're very skeptical of some of the more progressive social positions coming from the left. Example, Jasmine Crockett or Greg Kassar. They don't trust people like that at all. They want someone that they know can bring to them good opportunity, good jobs, and keep them safe. They literally looked Kamala Harris in the eye and said, we're going to try and go back to something we already know, because we know that we'll be safe and we'll have job opportunity and we'll have cheaper groceries and cheaper gas with this elected president. And that's exactly what the president's been delivering on.
We have seen Greg Kassar, the congressman, the liberal Democratic congressman that is currently in the seat of the 35th district.
Yes.
Literally make comments about and really antagonistic comments about law enforcement, about police law enforcement, and about border law enforcement, about protecting the borders.
Sure.
As a Texan, as a Tejano, as a fellow conservative of Hispanic Latino descent, what are your thoughts when you hear this character?
Well, it makes my blood boil, George. It makes my blood boil. I'm an eighth-generation Texan, descended from colonistas and rancheros in this state. This is our home. Our blood runs through the dirt of this land, and this is a place we continue to defend. But most people like Greg Kassar don't realize is that the majority of border law enforcement is actually Hispanic. These are, again, God-fearing people that like to live by the law, and they like to do things correctly. And it is an insult that one would look at both us and them, say that we are the same color, and because of that, we should be on the same team. That is a complete insult. These are Americans first. These are Texans, and they want to defend their home, and they don't care if somebody is coming across illegally. That person needs to be backed to go home where they came from, and they need to do it the correct way as our ancestors have. Our ancestors have lived here, been law-abiding citizens. That is the Latino way. That is the Hispanic way here, especially in Texas. We were raised with values, and this runs in the face of all the values we've ever known. And South Texas, it matters. It matters for us here locally, because in Texas, this is one of the clearest case studies. In a lot of the heavily Hispanic parts of South Texas and the Rio Grande Valley, Democratic margins shrunk dramatically in just a few cycles. You want to talk Star County and what happens there? That is a perfect example of how Hispanics are seeing the light, and they're looking to other opportunities because the old ways of doing things are not working. The corruption, the ballot harvesting, all of that, the corrupt local elected officials, they are through with it. Republicans are now seriously contesting these areas. They used to be written off because they provide a new opportunity for a lot of, like I said, God-fearing, tax-paying Texas-American Hispanics.
We have seen, and in fact, another one of the local Democrat leaders, Congressman Joaquin Castro, and the mayor of San Antonio, Mayor Ortiz, who's also a Democrat, have been criticizing President Trump's recent arrest of the Venezuelan president, the dictator, should I say, Maduro down in Venezuela. What are your thoughts on that? Because, I mean, again, they are playing up the race card and saying that Trump doesn't respect Latinos, and lumping, I guess, all Latino Americans along with the Venezuelans. What are your thoughts?
Again, that's also extremely offensive. One, look at Trump's administration. Was there any indication that Kamala Harris would have ever thought about having a Hispanic Secretary of State? No, we have Marco Rubio, one of the most competent people in the administration. He's done a fantastic job. He's Hispanic. You have Lori Chavez Jaramillo, also in the cabinet, extremely competent as well. Hispanics have a seat at the table in the Trump administration, and for people to say that this respects to us is a complete fallacy. Lastly, as far as Maduro goes, I've been very entertained by how many Democrats have been defending a drug lord this whole time. This past few days, it's been defending drug lords. Before that, they were defending fraudsters in Minneapolis. I've never seen an American political party go to bat for the people on the wrong side of the fence every single time. The criminals, the fraudsters, the people that have been swindling the American electorate, and the Democrats have been defending them every single time. It's unacceptable. This is the kind of thing that your average regular voter sees, and they don't want to have any part of it. Hispanics especially, they don't want to have part in this because you can see the force of the trees. This is wrong, and they are not on board with it because, like I said, you're law-abiding, tax-paying, God-fearing people.
Gotcha. My friend, anything that you would like to share with us before we let you go, buddy?
Oh, I'll just say quickly, for the Republicans, a quick takeaway for you is that there is a real opportunity to build a durable, multiracial, working class coalition. And if we stay focused on jobs as Republicans, and we talk about cost of living, our public safety, and basic respect for our traditional values, we can go far. I have always said Republicans need to open the tent flaps a little bit wider and be more accepting of Hispanic Latinos, and gratefully we've seen more of that in the last 10 years. And for Democrats, I've got a quick warning for you. You can't take Hispanic voters for granted. You have, and you continue to do it. You have to re-earn their support, but you're not going to get it, because right now, with our economic progress and the outreach we've been doing, we are getting a hold on the Hispanic electorate. We're going to continue to have it, especially under President Trump and his leadership. Looking forward to winning Texas 35th Congressional District, kicking Greg Kassar back to Austin, and I plan to be the person that does it. Thank you so much, George.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador. We've been speaking with our good friend, Mr. Josh Cortez. Until next time, thank you.